For the second week in a row, we really didn't start the way we wanted to. It started with the opening kickoff when we had a nice return that was brought back because of a holding penalty. So we had to start in a hole, and we really shot ourselves in the foot the first half of the ball game. Self-inflicted, but we were able to show a lot of resolve, and especially there in the fourth quarter, come back with scoring the 17 points to, you know, to win the ball game. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yeah, Coach, what do you think will be, going forward, some of the key points that you can rally around to continue to improve while you've been able to win games?
Gosh, we got a lot of things that we can improve on. First thing that comes to mind on the defensive side of the football is we've got to be better stopping the run. Again, we gave up over 100 yards, 125 yards of rushing in the game yesterday. Much better in the second half. I thought we did a nice job making some adjustments there at halftime. But we did, we did give up too many yards, and it's all fixable. Everything we're talking about. I think we've got to become more consistent on special teams. We'll have two real nice coverages and then have them pop one out to the 35-yard line. And those things will come back and haunt you if you're not on top of it. You've got to be more consistent in our special teams, especially with our coverage units. Offensively, we haven't turned the ball over, but when we have turned it over, it's been catastrophic. Basically, two of them in the red zone, one return for a touchdown, and the other one in the game yesterday was in field goal range. So we got a lot of things that we can turn to focus on and getting better.
With the run defense, you've had open competitions at certain positions in the middle of the year, like nickelback. Any thought to doing that at middle linebacker? It seemed like some of the plays maybe Keen was overrunning play.
We didn't fit the run well, and we didn't basically take the blockers on our terms. Our path to the ball and our tackling wasn't what it needed to be, John. We do have a rotation in the defensive line, not so much with the linebackers. We only have five linebackers on our roster, so it kind of limits us in terms of that. But, we're going to look at everything in terms of scheme, in terms of players and who's playing and who's not playing, because I think it's something that we definitely have to fix.
Mike, how do you address, you've had this kind of success, guys getting first time in franchise history, you tend to try to keep guys from getting too high. What do you do when now you're sitting here at 5-0 for the first time in franchise history and making sure guys don't read the clippings too much?
Well, I think that during the week, we try to be even keeled. That's something that we have always talked about. You've got to go through your preparation as a coaching staff and as a team, and then you got to go play with emotion on game day. And I think our guys do a really good job of that. But believe me, they know. They watch the tape. Even though they were off today, we've probably had 80% of our guys in already today. Visiting with the coaches, wanting to talk about certain things, more about the things we did poorly than what we did good. And when you have that and guys are doing that on their own, I think it takes care of itself. We've got great leaders in our locker room all across the board that are going to make sure that we stay focused on the task at hand. And right now, it's just a start. You ask about what do you think about 5-0, first time in franchise history. It's just a start, guys. That's all it is.
What about your latest weapon, Joe Hawley? Are we going to see more of that this season?
Maybe as a lead blocker. I don't know about as a pass catcher.
Coach,
that was almost catastrophic.
you have mentioned many times over the years that there's a process. Getting where you want to be and this franchise wants to be is a process ever since you started. That process has had a lot of good things happen here. As it relates to the 5-0 thing, is there an appreciation on your part that you can stop and say, well, the process and ongoing is maybe not where you want to end up, but at least some things have been done the right way you wanted to do.
Well, I think we've played efficient football for the most part this season. If you want me to look back and talk about the previous years, we did some good things. I think there's a lot of guys that have contributed to it. Some are still here, some aren't. And I think you have to keep that in perspective. But it is a process. I haven't said that word in a while, but it's a long process to get where we want to be as a football team and as an organization. And everybody in the organization is part of that process, not just the 53 guys in the locker room. It's the entire building.
I think a game like yesterday might change Tony's mind at all about
his. I was asked that, and I think he said he was 98% at the start of the season, and I know he's not going to address it. I'm just hoping for that 2% that would. That's how I'm approaching it. Tony's playing outstanding football. 13 catches yesterday. They were going to take some things away from us in terms of how they were trying to defend us, and when they did, we got the ball into Tony's hands, and he was I think he was targeted 14 times and caught 13 of them. I mean, that's hard to do.
Coach, how are you all trying to balance, enjoying your status and then, still, grinding away at the things you want to improve on?
Well, I think it's all about your focus. And you've got to focus on the task at hand. And the task at hand right now is mission number 6 for our football team. And this is a group of guys, you've been around them, you've seen them. They know how to have fun, but they also know how to snap, they know how to snap in and go to work when it's time to go to work. And I think that's the important thing is that there's got to be levity in everything that you do. In your personal life, in your work life. But there's also things that you have to get accomplished and you have to do. And I think everyone understands what our jobs are here in this building.
Coach, what was your assessment of your running game? You've had some ups and some downs, and the yards per carry weren't necessarily high, but at the end of the day, you guys were able to close the deal with the ground game late.
And again, each game's going to be a little bit different. My hat's off to Coach Haslett and his staff yesterday. I think they did a nice job. I think it was very apparent what they were going to try to take away and force us to throw the ball underneath. They weren't going to let the ball get thrown over their head in the passing game. And at the end of the game, when we had to run it, we were able to run it. And they would, they were loading the box when they were run formations. And again, we're going to try to win the ball game with the way it's presented defensively. Some weeks it's going to be running it. Some weeks it's going to be passing it, guys. The big thing for us is to score points. And there's a lot of ways to score points. You can score them running. You can score them passing. You can return interceptions. You can score on special teams. Whatever we have to do to win. And I think that's the mindset that we have right now.
Coach, Antone and Nicholas injuries were announced yesterday in the press box. How are they?
How did they get that information? No, I'm kidding.
But Washington said they're in trouble for saying he was shaken up.
Both Steven and Antone were injured in the ball game yesterday. We'll have a little better idea on Wednesday. I can tell you this, Michael Palmer will not be back this week. We're looking at, again, probably for the Philadelphia game. But Steven tried to play. It was an ankle injury, and Steven tried to play there, came out in the second half, and I thought he did a nice job trying to get back out there, but he just wasn't able to push off. So hopefully he'll get feeling better in the next, in the next couple days.
And how's Corey? His time is ending, I guess.
It's coming up here soon. And Corey has been working with our athletic performance group on the side. You know, there'll be a decision-making process in terms of PUP from week 6 to week 9, where you can come off of the PUP. So that's coming up very quickly.
You talk about when you asked about sort of long term. I mean, you feel like you see successful teams sort of can kind of seem to feed on themselves. The New England's in this league where teams can go up and down. Do you feel like you've at least got it sort of? Y'all are on that kind of roll here now, where sort of guys get that confidence and that sort of that winning feeling that sort of builds on itself.
Confidence is very important, and it's really about sustainability. I've said it many times, everybody in this league, every team's got a roster full of players that have ability. It's the teams that can sustain it. And that's the thing that we've tried to build here. Thomas and the personnel guys providing us with players, and we want to have sustainability for the long haul. And I think you do that by, building through the draft, which I believe we've done, and supplementing with free agents and every so often trades. And it's about sustainability. You want to sustain not only from game to game and season to season, but year to year. You want to have some sustainability and be a relevant football team in the months of December and January. That's really what you want to do as an organization.
How good is a coach to have a kicker? Obviously, like Matt Bryant, Washington had, kicking issues yesterday, but we're not really talking about what he's been doing because he's been so automatic. How good is that to have a kicker like that in your back pocket?
It's very calming to know that you've got a guy that's going to, put the ball between the pipes more times than not. I mean, he's 100% this season. If the operation is good, meaning that the snap and the hold and the protection's there, he's going to probably knock it through. And you saw what his range was yesterday. He's got a very strong leg. He's very accurate, and he's got ice water running through his veins. I've said it many times. He doesn't change his demeanor, whether it's the first extra point of the game or it's a game winner with 5 seconds to go on the clock. It's nice to see, but I have to say our guys have done a nice job with the protection. Our snapper and holder, the operation is time and the way that we want it to take place has been very good.
Coach, is your job now, I won't say easy, it's never easy, but is it at least different than when you first came, because there are things you have in place now that you had to put in place through, that process. but is it different now in some ways, in that sense?
That's the great thing about this job. No 2 days are the same. You can say that you have a routine, but there is no routine because there's just so many moving parts. And that's what makes it, personally so much fun to work with the guys and the men and ladies that we have in the organization and in the building. We've just got to continue to go out and try to put together a good game plan each and every week once the season starts. That's our number one goal, and make sure that we have our guys healthy, because it's about the players. You got to have the guys healthy on Sunday. I think you guys have been around enough to see that we give guys rest, some of our older guys, during the week, and I think it pays dividends. We're 5 games into the season. It's a long, long season.
Coach, talk about Matt's play in the first quarter of the season and his ability to take what the defense is giving.
I think Matt's really matured and has stepped his game up here this season through the first 5 games, has a very good understanding of how people are trying to defend us. And the thing about Matt, once he goes over, if it's something that we haven't seen and he can go over and he can look at that picture, he's got it. And that's a good thing. When he, when he can come back and the next time he sees it, he knows where to go with the football or how to get us into the right play. He's playing with a lot of confidence. He's distributing the ball, as you guys can see, to multiple players. It's not that he's got one guy that he's looking for. He's going through this true progression, and when you give him time to go through his progression, he's going to find the right guy. And I thought our offensive line, by the way, did a very nice job, and our receivers, and our running backs, and the quarterback, in allowing us to only be sacked one time.
Defense, you know, you mentioned the circles, stopping the run, but third down conversions, you almost couldn't have been. You're almost perfect.
Well, we did a nice job, John, on third down yesterday. Through the season, it's not been the way we wanted it to be. I think we had the first eight in the game. They did not convert. Unfortunately, the one that they did convert was a 77-yard touchdown where we had an issue with our coverage. But yesterday I thought we had a really good tight plan for third down. I thought we did a nice job on first and second down as well. I think, as I mentioned in the in previous games, we've had some issues with first down efficiency and second down efficiency as well.
What's it mean, Mike, to be one win away from being the winningest coach in franchise history?
Doesn't mean anything in terms of what we're trying to get done. We're trying to win this week against the Oakland Raiders, and they're gonna be a team that's gonna come in here ready to play. They've been off for a week, so they've had an opportunity to sit and evaluate what they've been doing through the first four games. They're very talented. They've got a very talented running back in McFadden. He's not only their leading rusher, but he's also their leading receiver, Carson Palmer, the quarterback. He's been a Pro Bowl quarterback. He can cut you up. So we're gonna have our hands full.
Mike,